There's been a huge amount of emotion and tears in this room here in Shrewsbury today. What we've heard is the remains of 51 infants cremated at Emma Street Crematorium on the outskirts of the town were not recovered and therefore not returned to their families. That's partly been put down to the equipment being used not having an infant setting. It was acknowledged the way it was operated also played a part, even if crematorium staff weren't specifically to blame. Those findings were still hard to accept, though, for Rebecca Adams, who lost her son Harry.
It's mind-boggling knowing that there wasn't anything. I don't believe it at all. They used to be able to cremate babies, then it stopped working. You'd think anyone with half a brain would actually phone up the manufacturer or someone saying, so why has this stopped working? But no one did. They just kept on cremating babies.
Now, probably the key moment here was when it was confirmed it is still not known what had happened to the ashes of children like Harry. There have been reports they may have been scattered with others in the crematorium's Garden of Remembrance, but this could not be established by the inquiry. Rebecca told me why that was so difficult to hear.
You don't have anything of your child. You don't have anything to bury. You just don't have a part of you. I feel like part of my heart has been ripped out. And I know he's in heaven watching down on me and proud of what I'm doing for him. And his younger brothers love him and know that he's in heaven and happy and safe. And yeah, and we miss him. Wish he was here. Part of our family is missing.
The report's findings do acknowledge this is an historic, not a current issue. And since new equipment was installed, the 6 infant cremations at Emma Street have led to ashes being recovered. The report's author, David Jenkins, told me he'd be surprised if this hadn't happened elsewhere, though. And the leader of Shropshire Council, Keith Barrow, confirmed he'd spoken to Shrewsbury's MP about raising the issue in Parliament.